Dr. William Luther Pierce, the year 2000. Our task.
Hello. Every week I tell you that America is in serious trouble, that our race is in serious trouble, and I'm sure that most of you who are regular listeners believe that and also understand why we're in trouble. But it's clear that many white Americans don't believe we're in trouble. How could anything be wrong when the shopping malls are full of things to buy and they haven't even reached the limit on their credit cards yet? With unemployment down, inflation down, even the government's crime statistics down, how could we be in trouble? It's clear that most of these Alfred E. Newman types, these soccer mom types, don't have a clue. But still, sometimes they make me feel as if I'm deliberately trying to be a spoil sport, looking for problems where there are none just so I'll have something to complain about. The fact is that most people are not able to see much beyond the ends of their noses or their television screens. If their television screens tell them over and over again that everything is rosy, except that we have a big problem with gun violence in America, for example, and that we really need to outlaw gun shows and register all gun owners, the soccer moms will agree, and they will even get out in the streets to demonstrate for laws requiring trigger locks on all firearms. Beyond that, however, if they don't have Tom Brokaw or Dan Rather or Peter Jennings or Bill Clinton telling them that they have a serious problem, and if they're not being gang raped at the moment or having their throats cut at the moment, they are inclined to believe that white Americans don't have any serious problems. As long as their refrigerators are full and the electricity still keeps their television screens lit and their credit cards are still good, they cannot be convinced that the future isn't basically rosy. Get trigger locks on the guns, get some more laws against hate crimes, and keep those troublesome heterosexual white males from upsetting the shopping cart, and with the help of the government in Washington, we all can continue consuming in multicultural comfort and safety forever. Well, there are a few places in America where what I just said doesn't apply. A few places where even the soccer moms are worried about things their television screens never show them. Douglas, Arizona, for example. I spoke about the situation there in my broadcast of March 18th. And that situation certainly has not gotten any better in the last 2 months. Douglas, remember, is a town in southeastern Arizona, right on the Mexican border. Hundreds of illegal aliens come across the border there every day. On some days, thousands come across. The U.S. Border Patrol, whose responsibility it is to keep them out, instead keeps itself busy pretending to notice them. And the Border Patrol behaves that way not because the local bureaucrat in charge is lazy or corrupt, but because that's what he is ordered to do by his boss in Washington. That's what the jurists in charge of Mr. Clinton's Immigration and Naturalization Service, Doris Meissner, tells him to do, in effect, by setting policies and imposing conditions on the actions of the Border Patrol, which makes it impossible, actually, to protect the border. In my March 18th broadcast, I mentioned a local rancher, Roger Barnett, who has been trying to protect his 22,000-acre cattle ranch in the Douglas area from the damage caused by trespassing illegal aliens from Mexico. I talked about his efforts to stem the flood by performing citizens' arrests of an estimated 3,000 illegal aliens during the past 2 years, and a lack of cooperation from the Clinton government. In fact, the Clinton government would like nothing better than to lock up Roger Barnett for for opposing the growing invasion of the southwestern United States by Mexicans. And even more, they'd like to lock him up for calling attention to the Clinton government's refusal to protect America's borders. I'll read you a few paragraphs from a Reuters news dispatch out of Phoenix 10 days ago. This news report is by David Schwartz and is dated May 10th, and I quote, U.S. and Mexican officials concerned about mounting tensions over ranchers rounding up illegal immigrants in far southeastern Arizona are planning to investigate the potentially violent situation. Plans call for Mexican officials to travel to the state following a flurry of incidents in which armed ranchers have nabbed people illegally crossing the border and turned them over to the U.S. Border Patrol, said Mexican consul Miguel Escobar Valdez in Douglas, Arizona. Escobar Valdez said such actions set a, quote, dangerous precedent that must be stopped. We do believe that the potential is there for violence, he told Reuters. We do believe that private citizens are doing things reserved for law enforcement agencies. Whether they have documents or not, and here Escobar Valdez is referring to the illegal aliens, whether they have documents or not, they are still human beings, and they should be treated accordingly, not have a gun shoved in their face or be roughed up, he said. End quote. Now let's think about what this Reuters news report from Phoenix says. And remember, what I just read was not my wording. It was the wording of a Jewish reporter working for a Jewish news agency. The problem being reported on, the potentially violent situation in southeastern Arizona, according to Reuters, is not the hordes of illegal aliens pouring across our border. It is not the invasion of our country by Mexicans. It is the attempt by American citizens to protect their property from the invaders. That's the problem, as seen by Reuters, as seen by the Mexican consul, and as seen by the Clinton government. We're the problem. Those of us who want to stop this invasion of our country are the problem, not the illegal aliens. The Clinton government pretends that the problem in southeastern Arizona is a human rights problem, a problem of illegal aliens having their supposed human rights violated by nasty, bigoted, heterosexual white males with guns, such as Roger Barnett. If the Clintonistas can just organize a few more big anti-gun demonstrations by the feather-brained soccer moms of the country, then we can get rid of that racist, sexist Second Amendment and take the guns away from heterosexual white males such as Roger Barnett before he violates the human rights of any more illegal aliens and causes violence in Arizona. Really, that is exactly the way the people in your government in Washington think. They see Roger Barnett as the problem, not the illegal aliens. In this maddening situation, Roger Barnett seems to be the only person in contact with reality. I'll read from the May 10th Reuters report again. Quote, area rancher Roger Barnett, a leader in the roundups, said residents are just doing what they can to defend their property against a siege of illegals. I want the people off my property, said Barnett, whose cattle ranch spans 22,000 acres near the border. You won't want them in your backyard or front yard. It's an invasion without guns, but we're still getting invaded, end quote. And Roger Barnett also told Reuters that he and other Americans in the area have no choice about being vigilantes because the government is letting them down. That's exactly right, Mr. Barnett. It's an invasion of our country, and it's nonetheless dangerous. It's nonetheless destructive of our future just because most of the invaders aren't carrying guns. And our big problem, yours and mine, is that the filthy, treasonous government in Washington not only is letting us down, but it is on the side of the invaders. The Clinton government and the Jewish media are against us and for the invaders. Now, before I am accused of distorting the news myself and not giving you the full story, I should tell you that Doris Meissner's U.S. Border Patrol actually does more than trying to prevent Roger Barnett from interfering with the Mexican invasion. It also does pretend to be patrolling our border. The Reuters article from which I have been quoting points out that in March of this year, the Border Patrol arrested 31,015 illegal aliens in the town of Douglas, which itself has a population of just 15,000 citizens. That's amazing, isn't it? In a one-month period this year, the Border Patrol arrested more than 31,000 illegal aliens in an American town with a normal population of only 15,000 citizens. And I'll bet this broadcast is the first you've heard of it. I mean, the news was in the May 10th Reuters report I've been reading to you, but somehow the major media overlooked it. Imagine yourself living in an American town of 15,000, which is so overrun with illegal aliens that the Border Patrol can arrest 31,000 of them in a month without even trying. What a nightmare! You'd consider that a newsworthy situation, wouldn't you? You'd think that the federal government ought to declare your town a disaster area and send in the army. And yet, the mainstream media haven't told you about the situation in Douglas, Arizona. Could it be because they don't want you to know about it? And I should add that the arrest of more than 31,000 illegal aliens a month in Douglas is just a pretense. It's just an effort to keep the local citizens from following Roger Barnett's lead and cleaning the town out themselves. None of these 31,000 illegal aliens were punished for invading the United States. None were imprisoned or shot or flogged or hanged or skinned and staked out on an anthill in the desert the way their ancestors used to treat our ancestors in the area 150 years ago. They were simply given a free meal and bussed back across the border so that they can invade us again. Nothing, absolutely nothing, was done to discourage them from trying again. That's why the flood continues to grow. It's because the Clinton government isn't really trying to stop it and doesn't want it to stop. What the Clintonistas want to stop is people like Roger Barnett. I'll read you the final two paragraphs from the Reuters report. Quote, Border Patrol officials said they are doing what they can about the arrests by local residents, telling them to call and not act on their own. Special patrols of about 24 agents also have been formed to deal with the rancher problem. We're concerned about the safety and the rights of everyone, said Rob Daniels, a Border Patrol spokesman in Tucson. We're trying to defuse the situation as best we can. End of report. Listen, I shouldn't have to tell you that when the U.S. government sees what is happening in Arizona as a rancher problem and equates the supposed rights of illegal aliens with those of American property owners, we're all in real trouble in this country, not just the folks in Douglas, but all of us. For a long time, I've been telling everyone that we're in trouble, but when so many people still are relatively comfortable, it's difficult for them to take me seriously. Their view of what's happening in the world is determined by what they see on their TV screens. They really don't see any further than that. That's why the Jews and the Clintonistas are able to get hundreds of thousands of brainless female twits marching in Washington to demand the repeal of the Second Amendment. The soccer moms live in a suburban, yuppie world where they expect the government to solve their problems, provide for their needs, and protect them from their own weakness and indiscipline. They believe that everyone should have guarantees of safety and happiness. They don't understand that we live in an inherently dangerous world in which we need to be able to protect ourselves, and they really believe that they'll be doing good when they get their big brother in Washington to confiscate all the guns so that little Johnny can't take Daddy's gun to school and blow away little Susie with it. In their world, these twits can't imagine the sort of world Roger Barnett is forced to live in because of the policies of their big brother in Washington. They can't imagine how much worse they will make his world if their big brother succeeds in disarming him. Most of them probably don't even care. I saw one of the twits who was in last Sunday's anti-gun march in Washington boasting to the TV cameras that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. My, she was proud of herself. She exulted in the power of the mindless mob of which she was a part, the power of the lemmings on the march behind their big brother in Washington. She would gladly trade Roger Barnett's right to protect himself for another chance to see herself on television. Roger Barnett isn't even real to her because she hasn't seen him on television, and she really doesn't want to hear about his politically incorrect problem. Of course, her tune will change when the invasion that Roger Barnett and a few others are trying to stem overwhelms him and the invaders are in her front yard. Then she'll yell to Big Brother for help, and when Big Brother helps the invaders instead, perhaps she will begin to understand that we do have a problem. Well, that's getting a bit off the track. I have called to your attention the Clintonista immigration policy in action in southeastern Arizona because I wanted an absolutely clear and unambiguous example of the fundamentally treasonous and criminal nature of the government we have in Washington. To be honest with you, I can think of 100 other policies of the government that fully justify putting every politician and bureaucrat in Washington up against a wall. But in many cases, it's relatively easy for those who control the government and the media to muddy the waters and keep the public confused about their motives. In last year's war against Serbia by the Clinton government, for example, the media and the Clintonistas were able to persuade a substantial part of the American public that Madeleine Albright's terror bombing of Belgrade was done for humanitarian reasons. 9 years ago, the government and the media were able to persuade much of the public that Washington's war against Iraq was to protect American interests rather than purely Jewish interests. And today, many Americans, in addition to the brain-dead soccer moms, have let themselves be persuaded that the real reason for the big push by the media and the Clinton government to register all gun owners is concerned for the safety of children, just as they have let themselves be persuaded that the drive to censor the internet and require filters on all computers in schools and libraries is based on concern for keeping pornography away from the eyes of children. But the willful failure of the federal government to fulfill its most fundamental obligation, which is the protection of the sovereign territory of the United States against foreign invaders, well, that's a bit harder to explain away, isn't it? That's the sort of thing which most Americans, not just extremists like me, but most Americans still call treason. And treason is the sort of crime for which most Americans still believe hanging is an appropriate punishment. I mean, there are crazies in this country who really believe that it's racist and fascist and unchristian to protect one's land from invaders, that we ought to throw open our borders to the third world and welcome with open arms the dark subhumanity which comes flooding across, sharing all we have with them in order to atone for having been more successful than they, for having built a civilization while they squatted in their filth and multiplied. But the crazies understand that they are a pretty small minority, and they don't want to have to explain their views to the rest of the country. In addition to the crazies, there are those with really sinister motives. There are the people who control our mass media, for example. And by that I mean the Jews. The Jews as a whole. The Jews as a people. Don't be fooled by the fact that a tiny minority of Jews have spoken out against open borders, and that an even tinier minority actually are involved in the immigration control movement. The thing that's important here, the thing that is decisive, is that the big Jews, the leaders of the Jewish community, the Jews who control the mass media, are in favor of maintaining the flooding of America with non-whites. They are happy with the situation in Douglas, Arizona, but they know that most Americans wouldn't be happy if we knew about it. So they keep it quiet so that we won't know about it. They keep it off our television screens. And when they do talk about it, like Reuters reporter David Schwartz did, they talk about it quietly, and they refer to it as a rancher problem. The Jews always have a false explanation for their destructive activities and policies, a cover excuse to keep us confused, to keep us guessing, so that we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. How much doubt can there be about what is happening in southeastern Arizona? What excuse can they possibly have for blacking out this story? And then there are the politicians. May every one of them die violently and painfully at the end of a rope or in a bloody ditch, and may God damn all their souls to hell. I've blamed the situation in Arizona on Bill Clinton and his Jewish director of the Immigration and Naturalization Service. But it won't be substantially different under George Bush. Politicians don't really have policies these days. They don't have ideologies any more than they have morals or principles. They are simply prostitutes with party affiliations and career strategies. And they all take their orders from the same people. I don't really like to become emotional on these programs. I'll finish today with a simple statement of fact. America is being invaded. We're being invaded by mestizos and Indians, by non-whites who want the country we built and intend to take it away from us. This invasion is supported not only by radical egalitarians who believe that every featherless biped in the world really is the same as every other and that we ought to share everything equally, but it is supported by the Jews who control America's mass media because they are hell-bent on destroying the white majority in America by any means and thereby ending any possibility of opposition to their own power. And because it is supported by the Jews, the politicians in Washington will not oppose it. If America is to survive, it will only be through the efforts of patriots such as Roger Barnett, hundreds of thousands of such patriots, hundreds of thousands of white men with guns. And it will only be over the dead bodies of the politicians and their Jewish masters. That is America's problem. That is our task. Thanks for being with me again today.